Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. More and more organizations that support individuals with disabilities are adding programs that also help this demographic increase their independence, self-advocacy, professionalism, and job skills. Laura Seisel is Executive Director of the Barbara Stone Foundation, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your organization.
Yes, the Barbara Stone Foundation is a disability-focused nonprofit that really started in 1991, and we are focused to support visionary and creative programs for individuals with disabilities, mostly here in the upstate. In 2022, we started an initiative called the UP Employment Initiative, and UP stands for Upward Professionals. There are several components of the UP Employment Initiative. One of those components is job coaching. Another component is a pre-employment program. And then we also include a professional cohort or professional development program. That's a year-long program that works with individuals with disabilities who are interested in employment and really ready for that employment piece.
Can you give us an example? You don't have to give names, of course, of maybe one or two where they've gone through this program and how things worked out for them.
Sure. We have a couple of great examples. The UP Employment Initiative has currently 35 individuals who participate in the various components. But our professional cohort has 15 individuals. And our first cohort was in 2023. All of those individuals either found meaningful employment or connected to a consistent volunteer experience, which provided them experience with transferable skills. One of our individuals who graduated from the professional cohort is now a full-time student at Clemson. One of our students who graduated in the first cohort now has a job at Pepsi and has, over the course of the last year, deservedly received regular promotions and has really kind of expanded his horizons in terms of public speaking. We have another participant who has a full-time job with benefits and is actively participating in public speaking and media interviews. There's a lot of focus on building confidence, engaging in experiences that translate into transferable skills, relevant to starting a job like submitting for time off, resume building, having a difficult conversation with your boss, oftentimes not because somebody isn't capable, but just because they haven't had that experience. So we try to build that experience into the year-long cohort program so that when they leave the cohort, they are empowered to join the workplace more seamlessly.
Now, are you limited to the number of individuals you can accept into your programs?
We want to limit it to around 20 people. We want to create a community. Peer-to-peer networking is really important as well. We want to give that group the opportunity to develop relationships, meaningful relationships and connections within that group. And then to build social capital as well, to build relationships with guest speakers, business leaders that we might invite in. And if the group is too big, we find that can be diluted. So we do try to keep the group limited to about 20 people per year.
Well, Laura, tell us how your organization partners with the business community itself.
So through the UP Employment Initiative, our job liaison works not just with the participant that is being coached, but also works with our businesses to help them understand and expand their workforce to include people with disabilities. We help them build out their job descriptions so that we can explain nuance of certain aspects of a job. For example, a person with autism who might benefit from that. There are a lot of people with disabilities across all the communities who want a chance to find meaningful employment, but really there aren't enough programs that provide additional support. So our program works not just with that individual, but also with the business. And many of our business partners are seeing the benefits of hiring people with disabilities. We take a holistic approach and we engage the individuals as well as an entire network of support, which includes that employer, to ensure long-term success.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mike. It was a pleasure.
Laura Seisel is Executive Director of the Barbara Stone Foundation. She joined us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.